wanted a monopoly on esoteric power, and he got it. I switch off the grill. All this would have amounted to exactly zip, except that some nameless spark in the Ahnenerber research arm unearthed David Hilbert's unpublished last question, and from there to the Wannsee conference was just a short step.
Hilbert, Wannsee, you've lost me. What did the calculus of variations have to do with Wannsee, whatever that is?
Wrong question, right, Hilbert. It's not one of the 23 questions on unsolved problems in mathematics. It's something he did later. The thing is, Hilbert was experimenting with some very odd ideas toward the end, before he died in 1943. He'd more or less pioneered functional analysis. He came up with Hilbert space, obviously, and he was working toward a proof theory in the mid-30s, a theory for formally proving the correctness of theorems. Yeah, I know, Gödel holed that one under the waterline in 1931. Anyhow, you know Hilbert's published work dropped off sharply in the 1930s, and he didn't publish anything in the 1940s. And yes, he'd read Turing's doctoral thesis. Do I need to draw you a diagram? No? Good. Now, Wannsee. That was the conference in late 1941 that set the final solution in motion. Before then, it was mostly an alfresco atrocity. Einsatzgruppen, mobile murder units, running around behind the front line, machine-gunning people. It was the Ahnenerber SS, with a numerical analysis department founded on the back of that unpublished work by Hilbert. He pointedly refused to cooperate any further once he realized what was going on, by the way, which provided the seed for the Wannsee invocation. The Wannsee conference was attended by delegates from about 20 different Nazi organizations and ministries. It set up the organization of the final solution. The Ahnenerber ran it behind the scenes, using Karl Adolf Eichmann, at the time head of Section 4B4 of the Reich Main Security Office, as organizational head, a kind of Nazi equivalent of General Leslie Groves. In the USA, General Groves was a Corps of Engineers officer. He organized the massive logistical and infrastructure mobilization needed to build the Manhattan Project. In Vienna, Eichmann, an SS Obersturmbannführer, was in charge of providing raw material for the largest necromantic invocation in human history. The goal of what the Ahnenerber called Project Jotunheim and what everyone else called the Wannsee invocation was what we'd today designate the opening of a Class 4 gate, a large bidirectional bridge to another universe, where the commutative operation, opening gates back to our own, is substantially easier. A bridge big enough to take tanks, bombers, U-boats. Can you spell Counter-Strike? We're not sure quite what their constraint requirements were, or what the Wannsee invocation was intended to accomplish, but they'd have been pretty drastic. Wannsee cost the Nazi state a greater proportion of its wealth than the Manhattan Project cost the U.S., and would have had similar or bigger military implications if they'd succeeded. Of course, their spell was grotesquely unoptimized. You could probably do it with a budget of £1 million for equipment and only use a couple of sacrifices if you had a proper understanding of the theory. They tried to do a brute force attack on the problem and failed, especially when the Allies got wind of it and bombed the crap out of the big Sol capacitors at Peenemünde. But that's not the point. They failed. And those deaths, all 10 million or so of the people they murdered in the extermination camps that fed the death spell, didn't suffice to pull their heads out of the noose. Mo shivers.
That's horrible.
She stands up and walks over to inspect the tea.
Needs more milk.
She leans against the counter next to me.
I can't believe Hilbert would have cooperated with the Nazis willingly on that kind of project.
He didn't. And when the Allies found out, they, demilitarized Germany with extreme prejudice. In the occult field, anyway. None of the Ahnenerber SS researchers from the numerical analysis division survived. If the SOE death squads didn't get them, it was the OSS or the NKVD. That's what the Helsinki Protocol was about. Nobody wanted to see systematic mass murder of civilians adopted as a technique in strategic warfare, especially given some of the more unpleasant and extreme effects the weapon Ahnenerber SS were working on could give rise to, like collapsing the false vacuum, or letting vastly superhuman alien intelligences gain access to our universe.
This stuff made atom bombs and ballistic missiles look harmless.
Oh, she pauses. Which is why what happened to me is impossible, right? I think I begin to see. Curiouser and curiouser.
I'm going to Amsterdam next Monday, soon as I've booked a flight, I say slowly. Want to come along? I feel like a real shit. Andy told me I would, and Angleton ground the message home. But it doesn't help any as I tell her half the reasons why I'm going to Amsterdam, the half she's cleared for. The Rijksmuseum has an interesting basement, I say lightly. It's off-limits to Civ, to people who don't have need to know on the Helsinki protocols. The thing is, Holland is part of the UNTEL agreement, a treaty group that provides for joint suppression operations directed against paranormal threats. I'm not allowed to visit the USA on business without a specific invitation, but Amsterdam is home territory. As long as it's official and I've established a liaison relationship, I can call for backup and expect to get it. And if I want to examine the basement library, well, it's the best collated set of Ahnenerbe SS memorabilia and records this side of Yad Vashem.
So if you get a hankering to go look at some old masters and disappear through a side door for a couple of hours...
Exactly.
Bullshit, Bob.
She frowns at me, eyebrows furrowing.
You've just been lecturing me about the history of this bunch of Nazi necromancers. You obviously think there's some connection with the Middle Eastern guys in Santa Cruz, the one with the weird eyes and the German accent. Your flatmates have just been telling me how safe this house is and how all the wards have just been updated. If you're afraid of something, why not just sit tight at home?
I shrug. Well, leaving aside that the bastards seem to want you for something, I'm not sure. Look, there's some other stuff I'm not allowed to talk about, but right now, Amsterdam looks like the right place to be, if I want to find these idiots before they try and kidnap you again. I pull the grill tray out and slide my garbage pizza onto a plate.
Slice of pizza?
Yes, thank you. I cut the thing in two pieces and slide one onto another plate, pass it to her. Look, there's a connection between those goons who kidnapped you in Santa Cruz and something my boss has been keeping an eye on for a couple of years. It turns out that they're connected to the Mukhabarat, the Iraqi secret police. There's a proliferation spin on the whole thing, rogue state trying